I hope you've been having a wonderful, wonderful week. Even if not, that's okay too, right? I'm having a pretty good week. Ups and downs a little bit, but overall, happy to be alive. Really glad to be doing this with you, spending this quality time with you in the so many ways that I get to. Not just here with you on the podcast, but the locked audios and the Discord and the fiction writing and now the game development. Little voice notes. All kinds of clever ways I can spend time with you. And I love spending time with you. You know why, little bunny? Because I love you. And why do I love you, little bunny? Because Newt, you're so wonderful. You're so, so wonderful. And I love making you smile in all kinds of clever, mischievous ways that I can. So, what are we talking about today, little bunny? First, let me get you out. Have you in a little protective case. Because you are worth protecting, little bunny. And I am more than willing to be your protector. I want to be protected by your daddy. Yeah. By a very loving daddy. Very competent, capable daddy. I've got you in the palm of my hand right now. You want to take a breath with me? Here we go. I love you. I'm going to give you a forehead smooch. If you want to play along, you can tap your forehead with your fingers. 3, 2, 1. Ooh, you smell good, little bunny. It's because your protective case is a former lotion tub. You must have the best bunny skin under that bunny fur, little bunny. Another forehead smooch in 3, 2, 1. Did you get that in time?
What are we?
What are we talking about today? I guess one of your fellow bunnies sent me a message to pick me up and make sure I felt okay because some recent at least I guess the most recent Instagram, second most recent Instagram video has all kinds of toxic comments. And it's totally fine. Nothing will dissuade me from being here for you 100% all the time. And in fact, fun little strategy if you want to know about garden growing strategy. Every once in a while, when my view counts kind of like sink a bit, you know, 2 or 3 videos in a row, not really getting a whole lot of traction. Sometimes I bait out toxic comments and I'll go really heavy on the red flag boyfriend type stuff, you know, go super heavy on the bad boy, super full of himself. Super, super inviting for people to react to. And it, like a charm, it works all the time. It'll go viral and all the people who leave mean comments and things like that doesn't bother me at all because I'm using them, little bunny. Sends us viral. What you don't see is all the new followers that go along with it because the toxic people are nice and loud and they tell the algorithm, hey, algorithm, this video is worth interacting with. Why don't you send it to a bunch of people? I'll take it. And yeah. Then I always follow it up. You'll see the next one. I've done this like 5 or 6 times. The next one is meant to be very boring. And I actually try and make the video not go viral. Make it so boring and dull. Because what happens is all those people who reacted to the bait, they took the bait of the toxic video. They left toxic comments. All those people get bored of the other video, of the next video. They scroll away. You know who's left, little bunny? You and plenty of brand new bunnies. And the garden grows like magic. It's like fertilizing the garden. So sometimes I'll bait out some super toxic people using them for the engagement. Wahaha. Because the algorithm doesn't care if they like it or not. They care if they engage with it. And you just got to wash away the fertilizer. There's a whole slew of new bunnies. It's really, really wonderful. So the process shall continue over and over again. And so don't worry. Zero amount of negativity that ever comes my way can ever or will ever dissuade me from being here for you. I am in this 100% forever. So, you can always tell me you love me, but you don't need to worry about me. And please don't try and get in any fights with strangers on the internet. It's not worth it. Yeah, they're helping the garden out. So don't worry. I'm not. You need not defend me, little bunny. I'm here to protect you. And if you want to do something in return, you can love me in return. And that'll make it all squared away. I have some tea with me today, little bunny. Tonight, it is 11:30. A little bit early for a podcast. Here we go. I'm pouring some tea. I am not sure how good this tea is going to be. Is it going to be too strong or too weak? Let's enjoy the uncertainty. Something wonderful about not quite knowing what's coming next. I personally hate spoilers for movies and TV shows and books and things. If it's a director I like for a movie, I don't even watch the trailer, little bunny. I want to know absolutely nothing. Or at least the minimum that I'm supposed to already know about to see something or read something.
I'm letting this cool down
a little bit first. Let's see how it tastes. Ready? It's okay. It's okay. Not bad. Tea is a strange beverage. Would you agree, little bunny? Is tea strange or is tea normal? I think it's the most drank beverage. Maybe after water. Do we want to look this up? Have we looked this up already? I feel like we might have looked this up. I'm afraid that the audio is going to cut out, though. My system has been very finicky. Okay. What is the most common beverage in the world? Okay. Oh, number three is surprising to me. Okay. What is number one, little bunny? This should be obvious. It is water. Are you drinking your water, little bunny? Yes, you're going to be a good little bunny and drink your water. Very good. Number two is tea, of course. Classic. And there's so many kinds of tea. I could see myself in some kind of alternate me being really into tea. Number three, surprising. Fruit juice. I would have thought it would be what number four is, which is coffee. And then we, from there on, who cares? So we are drinking the second most popular beverage. Man. I wonder if it would be nice to have my own beverage line at some point. Of all the ways the garden can expand. Oh, I'm so excited for some new AI tools coming up, little bunny. I will never generate the good stuff by AI. You know what I mean? I'm never going to send you an AI-generated story or write you an AI-generated poem unless that's a joke and I tell you that I'm doing that. But what I will do is I might... Tell me what you think about this, little bunny. You can always email me. Lindy@lindysgarden.com. No punctuation, except for the .com and the @. Yeah, I think in future TikToks and Instagrams things, I might write little fiction snippets and we'll have AI create like a little comic book storybook thing. So it'll be a 60-second comic. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so good. I want to work on my storytelling. Oh, I love learning, little bunny. Learning is so much more fun once it's not what you're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Does that make any sense? I don't know. I like learning. I like learning the things that I want to do.
What kind of stuff do you want to learn, little bunny?
What are some skills you want to learn? You know, I really do recommend you do some learning with AI. Learn how to use those tools. That's going to help you so much in the future, little bunny. We are going to be undergoing quite an upending of everything. And the working world will look very different. And those who succeed, little bunny, are going to be those who are comfortable using AI. You don't have to know how to program AI. You just kind of have to learn how to guide and direct AI. And you will find that your career will be very glad that you did.
Okay, enough career talk, little bunny.
I'll be honest, I don't have much planned for this episode. Last episode was good, wasn't it? 100 episodes. Still in the early days, little bunny. Still in the early days. I like that you're here with me on this grand scheme. What is the end goal? There is no end goal. What is the guiding principle? We make it up as we go. Actually, the guiding principle is I want to always be a 100% positive influence on your life. And to have as much fun with you along the way as I can. I like that part even more. It's the both.
It's the both, little boy.
Excuse me. Well, storytelling. Yeah, we could make some. Like, I'm envisioning little, almost like little dark romance short stories, the length of an Instagram video or a TikTok video. Man, that's going to make my life so much better. I don't like doing video stuff. Although I did get a new blazer for you, little bunny. I'm looking forward to showing it off for you. I hope it'll look good. I don't know if it's going to get picked up by the light very well. You know, I really am quite fond of you. Do you know why, little bunny? You ever wonder why? How could you be so lucky that this man, this confident, capable, incredible, creative man who's so good at everything and so goddamn cocky too. What a freaking asshole bastard. Lovable asshole. I'm not really an asshole. I just am what I need to be. You know what I mean, little bunny? That's right, you do. Now you sit down, you listen, little bunny. You listen here, little bunny. What was I even talking about? Why? How you got so lucky? How did you get so lucky, little bunny? How did you get so lucky that this man loves you? He adores you. You want to know why? It's because you're here right now. Speaking of the toxic people, I do not care about those people. Like, I have zero affection towards any of those people, nor any desire to be liked by them. Because they're just like icky people, you know? Why would I want to be liked by icky people? I have an incredible skill, little bunny, of the many skills that I have. Something I'm most proud of and has become the most useful of anything. That I attract incredible people. I attract the best people in the world. I don't know how I got lucky with that power. That one might have been luck. Maybe I'll figure out how it happened someday. But I am just a magnet for awesome, loving, incredible, interesting people. And the fact that you are here right now, not at the beginning of some Instagram or TikTok video, but you're right here 5-10 minutes into a podcast episode, listening to me be a cocky bastard and yawning all in your face and pouring tea and reading you boring lists of what the most popular beverages in the world are. You are still here, which means you are attracted to me, little bunny. That's the only explanation for why you're here. Yes, that's true. Yeah, be honest. You're attracted to me, little bunny. It's okay. It's okay. I like it. The fact that you're here, the fact that you're attracted to me means you are an incredible person. You really are. You are not just anyone, little bunny. Not everyone can find this place where we are right now. This place that you and I share. Breathe with me. Sorry, a little bit of sniffly breathing. That's not beautiful breathing. I like making beautiful sounds for you. I'll breathe through my mouth. Breathe with me, ready? I'm connected with you right now. In fact, I might even do a hand hug, just a light little hold. Yeah, if you know how to do a hand hug, we're holding hands right now. Yeah, we'll send you a couple squeezes. There you go. Can you feel that? Boom, 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 boom. Sending it right to your hand. This place that you and I are in right now, that we call the garden. It is a real place through garden magic. It really is a real place. It's right here, right now. It's in the room where you are. Look around where you are right now. That's right. I am here with you right now, where you are. And you know what? I'm going to look around here. And I can feel you here, right now, with me. I do not feel alone at all right now, little bunny. I feel so connected to you right now. This is a magical, incredible place that can only be found if you're a little bunny. And little bunny, you are incredible. I'm releasing the hand hug now, by the way. If you don't feel incredible, it's probably your brain playing tricks on you. Or it means you're not quite who you want to be yet. And that's okay. We'll work on both of those. We're good at working on those. We're good at figuring out what kind of tricks our brains like to play on us. And we're good at figuring out. Oh, someone is having a party. Someone is rolling by with loud music. And now I'm distracted, little bunny. What was I talking about? What was I talking about? I don't know. I'm going to sip some tea. I wonder what kind of garden content we're going to be making in 10 years. I guess we'll review real quick what we got. So, the most special part of the garden right now is the locked section of the garden, aka Patreon, which is 18 and older only. So, don't join if you're not 18 or older. Whenever I say 18 plus, it includes all ages above 18. I had a bunny one time ask. It's like, I'm 73. Can I still be a bunny? It's like, yes, of course. Absolutely. You must be between the ages of 18 and 10,000. So if you are an immortal being of over 10,000 years of age, little bunny, then at that point, you may no longer join the locked section of the garden. Yeah. Yeah. I'm your daddy no matter if you're 80 years old. Totally doesn't matter. Anything 18 and older is appropriate for the locked section of the garden. Other stuff we've got is there's Instagram and TikTok. I've been posting a few YouTube shorts too. There's some of the older, like, walks. I would take Stravi to my chest and take you on a walk through New York City. That's on YouTube. I haven't done those as much because they're a lot of work and I don't think they're that good. But there's a few fun ones there you can go watch. Maybe I'll do another one at some point. But it's just a lot. You know, if I could clone myself, I think if I could have one superpower. So I already have the superpower of attracting incredible people. And then I have the knack of being good at a lot of different things. But if I could get a really true superpower, I would clone myself so that I could make more content for you, little bunny. I really would. That's my most desired ability. I would really like that. So, what was I talking about? My audio actually cut out for a second, which annoyed me. I have to buy a new piece of equipment. I just barely flick the cord. You're yanked away from me. It's very unsettling. I want to give you another forehead kiss. Nothing will stop me from being here for you. There you go. I'll hold you tight forever, little bunny. Nothing will ever get in between us. Well, what else? Yeah. I wonder what kind of plot twists the universe may yet have in store. Man. I'm really frustrated with the slow progression of the disclosure about alien stuff. I don't know if you follow the news at all about that, but there are some U.S. congressional representatives who are very on the trail of, like, we're going to uncover what is going on here. It's very exciting, and it's also very slow. But I'm really curious to know what the truth about those UAPs are. And whether the various rumors over the years, whether there's something very grand going on that I am not yet privy to. Man. I'm really excited for the future. I really am. And the future's got you in it, little bunny. I've got a lot of you in my future. That's for sure. Never going back to pre-garden. You are with me forever. As long as you want to hold on. I never demand that you hold on forever. I never require anything from you. But I am always here for you. As long as you want me. And if you don't ever want to let go, well, the good news is, you'll never have to. I'll never leave you. I'll never disappear. You'll have me forever. Man, I was a former partner I had in college. I just sent a message to catch up with her. And she just got left by her husband after they had a kid. So they like moved to a new city, had the kid, and then he just kind of got up and left. That's the kind of thing that you will never have to worry about with me. You will never, ever have to worry about that. I promise. Of the many things I'm good at, I am very, very good at keeping commitments.
I'm the least flaky person you know.
What else am I the most? I am the most creative person, you know. I am the most charming person, you know. I am the most playful person, you know. I may be the most seductive person, you know. There's a lot of seductive men out there. But I think I'm among the top tier. Would you agree, little bunny? Yes, of course you would. What else am I? What else am I the best at? Things I can't tell you about, little bunny. I've got so many skills you don't even know about.
And you know what you are the best at?
You are the best at something, little bunny. You are the best at being you. I really mean that. Sit on that for a second. Chew on that. Don't dismiss that. I'm going to say it again. Give me one second. You, little bunny, are the best in the world at being you. No one can make what you make. No one can say what you say. No one can provide the energy that you provide. Of all the partners I've had in my life, no two of them provide the same energy. No two friends provide the same energy. No two conversation partners are the same. You provide something unique. You are the best at it. And what you provide is valuable. Do you know how I know that, little bunny? You should know by now. It's because you're here right now. If you feel underappreciated, it's probably the people around you. You just gotta find your kind. We'll work on that. I have all kinds of tips and tricks on how to find your people. But if you feel underappreciated, you probably just haven't found your people yet. It's not you. You can always be the person you want to be. Maybe you got some work to do there. But the person you want to be, that's a person that people will love. And if you don't feel loved or you don't feel appreciated, you just got to find the right people. Let's have some more tea. What else you want to talk about? You're always welcome to put this on to fall asleep. I think if I can give you a good night's rest, that's one of the best gifts I could ever give you. Okay, I won't make a There are other kinds of gifts that I give you and some of the spicy audio on the Patreon. But just as nice a gift as those gifts, the things that I give you, giving you a good night's rest, is just as special to me.
What else can I give you?
I like giving you inspiration. Life can be so good. Life can be so good, little bunny. It's never always going to be good, and it's never going to live up to expectations. If you lower your expectations, actually, then you can be quite pleasantly surprised by a lot of things. What was that function I heard? From someone I find inspiring, I won't name. What does he say? It's like, happiness is, how does this work? Oh, let me do the math for a second. Okay. Happiness is reality minus expectations. Which means if you expect the greatest elation and the most wonderful payoff for things going totally your way, and it's like everything was just like you dreamed, your happiness will be lower because the difference of the reality and the expectations is where the happiness is. So to be pleasantly surprised, not try and imagine how incredible things are necessarily going to be. But to just have some ambition and live in the moment. And be pleasantly surprised. Just like the tea. What a fun experience this cup of tea has been. Not knowing if it was going to be good or bad and having it be kind of mediocre. Happiness from a mediocre tea. If I had been like, this tea needs to be the greatest chef tea. And then I sip it and it's like kind of watery and lukewarm. Doesn't even taste very flavorful. Then yeah, I'm going to be unhappy. But if the joy is in just discovering and being interested in what it tastes like, kind of want to, I'm like eyeing it from the side here. Want to drink more of this mediocre tea. Oh man, it's so disappointing. Oh, so funny. So funny. Well, okay, little bunny. How long have we been spending time together? It's hard because I don't have any real topic this week. But I think I covered the things I want to cover. Let's see, how are we doing? Wish I should have a way of knowing how long we've been going. I can't tell. I'll stay with you a little longer. I enjoy this time. I just don't have anything to talk about. I think I get a break after having a very daddy intensive, require a lot from daddy episode 100. I think that's probably my favorite episode so far. I would love to do more of those kinds of things. You know, on the Patreon, I have a whole series of improvised bedtime stories, which I would improvise live on Discord. We may pick those up again at some point, but we've got like 8 episodes or so on them. They're all kind of the story is getting a little convoluted at this point. But I might try and do some of that in podcast land. Just improvise you some bedtime stories on the podcast. Those were crazy because I did that live in Discord. So we'd have like 20 bunnies or so hanging out in voice chat. And I would just like hit record and just go. It's not easy. Maybe I'll tell you a bedtime story. You want a bedtime story right now? No time like the present. Okay. Once upon a time. Okay, no, but I gotta make it different. Because I can't just tell the same bedtime story format. I kind of want to do this fantasy format that I did last time. With Atlas the Bard. So, once upon a time, there was a bunny in the capital city who worked as an apprentice baker. And this baker's grandfather owned the bakery. And this, we call him the baker bunny. I guess they didn't know they were a bunny yet, is the thing. The apprentice baker named Lilac. And Lilac, the apprentice baker, would get up even before their grandfather. They'd go to the ovens and they'd take the croissants out of the freezer and put them in the ovens. Then they would whip up the icing with the egg whites and the food coloring from the berries that the farmers would bring in by cart or strong carriages every morning. And the capital city in this fantasy Renaissance era time period. Bit of a rough and tough place. And so Lilac the Baker Bunny is just doing their best to not get too down about all the mean people in the capital city, the scammers and the thieves. Lilac, yesterday actually, was ringing up a customer, and the customer grabbed the pastries and the cookies that Lilac had poured their heart into baking. This customer grabbed it and ran without paying. And Lilac's grandfather is a tough man. He's not too loving. And he said that he was going to take it out of Lilac's paycheck and that Lilac wouldn't get any ease for being the grand person, the grand offspring of the baker. And he was a famous baker. He still is a famous baker. He's nearing retirement. But his pastries, the grandfather, his pastries are shipped out all to the vacation towns, to the beach town and the country bard estate too. And it's interesting when people eat the pastries, they have memories. And it's oftentimes memories they didn't remember they had. Good memories that come back, that were somehow hidden away, locked away. Take a bite of the, what's another pastry, little bunny? A macaroon. You know what a macaroon is? Because there's all kinds of different colors of the macaroons, and they evoke different types of memories, is the way that it works. It's a bit of a magic recipe. Magic works very subtly in the world of this bedtime story that we may be creating for content to exist in the future. And so sometimes the blue macaroons Those are designed to bring back some more melancholic memories, but that are precious. So nostalgia. You'll remember, oh yeah, there was that song that my aunt used to sing me. I'd all forgotten about that. But now that I had the macaroon of the master baker. And yeah, all these different colors. There's orange macaroons for times when you won something. You take a bite of the macaroon. You remember, oh yeah, there was that. Basketball. Do they have basketball in this world? I don't know. There was that time I made a really good basketball shot. And the green macaroons makes you remember a really nice spot in nature that you had been to one time. And lilac, of course, being the free, ambitious spirit that they are, wanted to create their own kind of macaroon. And they used lilac. What color is lilac? Lilac color. Yeah, okay, nice. So a soft, pale shade of purple. And lilac, the apprentice baker, made lilac colored and flavored macaroons. And this was blasphemous to the grandfather. The grandfather nearly kicked Lilac, the apprentice baker, out of the family entirely. But Lilac said, "Grandfather, you must at least try this lilac macaroon." So the grandfather took a bite. Much to his surprise, he had a memory of a place he was sure he had never been before. It was like a garden. There was a nice creek. The sun was sunny, but not too hot at the same time. The grass was like soft fur. The birds were chirping all happy. And there's laughter all around. And the grandfather is squinting his eyes, looking around, trying to figure out who is making these fun, happy sounds of playing and enjoying each other's company. It's so strange a sound to hear in the capital city when people are so out to protect themselves from the mean others. But the macaroon wears off. The grandfather says, "What was that? I wanna go back. Give me another lilac macaroon." So Lilac says, "Okay, here you go, grandfather. Here it is." Grandfather says, I can't wait to go there and take everything I can from it. I want to tell those people to shut up. They were too happy." So grandfather takes a bite of the macaroon. He swallows it in one gulp. And he's like, "I'm going to get back there and see who is so happy and tell them that the world sucks and they need to know their place." But much to grandfather's surprise and chagrin, he's not able to return to that seemingly memory. The garden. Instead, he just tastes a sweet little pastry. The grandfather says, "All right, it's time for me to retire." So the grandfather retires and he goes off and lives at the beach vacation town. And Lilac the apprentice baker takes over. And Lilac still sells all the different kinds of macaroons and the croissants and the cookies too. And Lilac gets some help from a very large, threatening individual who is soft and kind on the inside because looks are often deceiving. But the mean people of the streets who used to steal from Lilac do not steal from the big, burly, intimidating individual who's a very kind soul. And the two of them, on their breaks,
share the Lilac macaroons.
And every time they eat the macaroons, the vision of the garden grows stronger and stronger until they can actually both look around. And they see that there's, wow, it's literal bunnies that are running around, but they're chatting. And some of them have human bodies and just have little bunny ears. And some are bona fide, cute, little actual bunnies. And the impression that Lilac and the intimidating individual again is that people who are here just become who they want to be. And it's so strange to hear the sounds of laughter and fun and gaiety. And Lilac and the intimidating individual decide, what if we just stay here? And they say, but isn't this just some fantasy world? I really want to be lost in this place. I hear a voice that says, oh, of course, this is all imaginary, little bunny. But it's also just as real as you and me being here together. The emotions you feel here are just as real as the emotions you feel out in the physical world. The connections you make with me and your fellow bunnies are connections just as real and even deeper than many of the people that you physically can share a room with. And the best of all is the only people that can find their way here are those who truly, truly belong. So if you can find your way here, you are my little bunny. You are incredible. I am very, very fond of you. And we can do this forever if we would like. That's all for now, little bunny. Be right back with a poem that I write for you in the morning. Good night. I'll be right back. Good morning, little bunny. I hope you... Wait, no. I slept well. Thank you for asking. I wrote you a little poem. You ready? It's a secret place which can't be seen by the people who hurt. By those people who are mean, it only appears to those who are mine. And the ones whom I choose are extraordinarily fine. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, little bunny. Fine, by the way, sometimes means very high quality. Extraordinarily fine is what you are in the best possible way. Have a wonderful week, little bunny. I love you. I love you. I love you.